are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Today, this show is brought to you by Fashology.com. Welcome back to Next on Scene. Today we are so excited to have Andrea DeLucia, who is the founder of Elegance and Grace Weddings, and she's now doing these fabulous elite workshops. Hi, Andrea. How are you today?
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on, and Andrea is a Boston resident. Are you originally from Boston, by the way?
So I am originally from the Boston area. I'm in the suburb of like Belmont, which is only like 15 minutes away from the city.
Awesome. So you grew up there. You're like, you've stayed in the same place your whole life pretty much?
No, I did a lot of back and forth, but I predominantly was in that area, you know, Belmont, Watertown, Cambridge, kind of moved back and forth. But I was always in that Boston area.
Nice. So tell us about how you got into the world of weddings. Everyone loves weddings because it's something eventually, you know, in a couple's life that they do if they decide to do that. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved in it.
So, you know, I didn't have the traditional fairy tale story of how I got involved in weddings. I actually didn't know much about weddings at all. I planned my own wedding 14 years ago. So I just kind of fell into it. I started freelancing for Bobbi Brown and Tarte Cosmetics. And through freelancing, I met different people. And then brides started approaching me, asking me, you know, hey, will you do my makeup for my wedding? And I didn't realize it was a thing. You know, I was kind of like living under the rocks. I had no idea. And I was like, and I was like, yeah, you know, awesome. I'll come to your wedding and do your makeup and you can make, you know, great cash in one day. And it was just perfect. So the more involved that I got with brides and weddings, I just started like feeling like, oh my God, like I need to know more. What are your centerpieces look like? You know, I've always loved to throw parties. That's what I was known for back in my hometown, was the party girl. I threw really great parties. And when I started having children, I always threw kick-ass birthday parties. So all the details were there. And I just kind of always loved the idea of putting those details together, but I didn't know that that's what I would be doing in my career. So after some time doing makeup and doing the brides, I just, you know, wanted more. So I started enthralling myself with more and more knowledge about how to get involved in weddings. And I found there was a real lack of, you know, resources at that point. So I did, you know, line up with some industry people, and they were able to kind of help me get started. And that's basically, I mean, I really, like, the truth is, I basically threw a print card together and was like, hey, this is it. I own a wedding business now. And I had two kids at home, and I was a stay-at-home mom, and I was kind of, like, maximized what I got out of the wedding world with the makeup side of it, and I just wanted more. So I just started Elegance and Grace.
Amazing. So where did the name come from of the business?
So Elegance and Grace actually is named after my children. So Elegance is for my daughter, Ella. Andrew, the and is for Andrea and Andrew, which is my son. And Grace is for my daughter, Gracie.
So since cute. That's so creative.
Since then, I've had a fourth baby.
Right. I was going to ask that, to be honest with you.
So I can't have any more kids because I have no more options for the name. I can't do anything more. But luckily, her name begins with an A. It's Aaliyah, so we kind of threw her in with the and.
Okay, so that's good. So she feels included. Yeah. That's good. That's important.
She's still included. Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
awesome. Really, really cool background. So how long were you in the makeup field for?
So I would say I was in the makeup field for about 6 years total before I really, you know, I left it after three, but I still continued for another three with doing, you know, some weddings. I dabbled in proms. I did fashion shows. I did some more freelancing. So until I was really beefed as a wedding planner, I still kept up with the makeup.
Amazing. And that's something that you can forever be good at. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. And I get a 40% discount at MAC.
So oh, my God. Yeah. Why would you? That's so awesome.
No.
So now you're kind of expanding your market and you're doing these elite workshops, and one you're doing in November, which we'll definitely get to later. But tell us about how this all came about and what an elite workshop is.
So elite workshop was born because I found that there was a need in the industry for education. You know, if you now look for wedding planners in the Boston area, it's just saturated with lots of different people that call themselves wedding planners. And there's lots of inexperienced individuals out there that are trying to make businesses, because, you know, truthfully, wedding planning is kind of easy just to say, hey, I'm a wedding planner. You know, you get a business card made. I mean, I did it, right? So why can't everyone else do it?
Right.
You don't have to have a ton of capital to begin. So it's just one of those businesses that you can really, you know, start yourself. But at the same time, the industry is evolving. You know, it's billions of dollars in the industry. And we need people that are experienced. Otherwise, they're not going to make it. So what I really found was when I started being asked to come to colleges, and it just kind of fell into my lap, people were saying to me, hey, you know, can you come speak to the hospitality department, or can you come talk to this college and the incoming freshman, or can you be a keynote speaker for this college? I found the same repetitive question was, how do I become a wedding planner, or how do I get into the industry? Because colleges don't have concentrations directly for wedding planning.
So true.
So I found that there was a real need for it. So I can't actually get myself into the college with that concentration. I am actually working on a few colleges, and believe it or not, I'm actually making headway with a couple of them. So maybe in the future, there actually may be a concentration of wedding and event planning, which would be amazing.
That would be so awesome.
Right. It's amazing how just someone having an idea and speaking up about it makes people think like, yeah, you're right. Like, maybe we should do that, because there is a real need. And who doesn't want to be in a creative industry? I mean, so many people are unhappy in their jobs. You know, they're complacent and they're, you know, working the 9 to 5, and it's just not really a great life for a lot of people. It works for some, but doesn't work for others.
Right.
So Elite Workshop is geared to those it doesn't work for. The ones that want to just come out of their comfort zone and find different opportunities out there. You know, originally it was directed to just weddings, but I've definitely expanded it because I want other people to maximize on skills and knowledge. And I do think that the greatest needs in the industry, in our industry, are found through other industries. So, you know, marketing and branding has been so crucial. 10 years ago when I started my business, marketing and branding really wasn't something that I had to worry about. If I had, you know, a pretty cheaply set up website, I was good to go. But nowadays, you have to position yourself to really be successful.
That's so true. So in terms of so let's talk about the event in November. Tell everybody when it is, where it's taking place.
So the Elite Workshop in November is taking place at the Palm Restaurant in Boston. And we're so excited for the Palm to host. It's just a really cool space. The food is amazing. And everyone's going to get a little chance to sample some of the food during the lunch. And it is going to be from 12 to 5. That's the educational portion of it. We have some phenomenal speakers coming in. We have 3 main speakers. And then we have a panel of 3 that will be talking to the attendees.
Awesome. And it's the 13th, right? We just didn't clarify the date.
Oh, yes. It's November 13th. Mm-hmm. Yep. From 12 to 5.
Awesome. So cool. Now, of course, we have to discuss this after party that's going on after the event. So tell us a little bit about this, Andrea.
So after the educational portion of the workshop, I decided that I would love to finally introduce Elite Workshop as like a brand. And we thought maybe putting together a launch party would be fun in a way for people to really get to know this educational part and, you know, hopefully build a lot more audience. So the launch actually is from 5 to 8 at the Palm Restaurant. And there'll be some hors d'oeuvres being passed around and a signature drink and lots of, you know, fun networking. You'll be able to meet people. I do have some sponsors coming in with different products and services, so we'll be able to meet them. And it's just going to be a great party, a great time to kind of kick back, everyone take their hair down from the day. And I'm also inviting other industry people in. So if you can't make the workshop, it's totally fine. You can sign up and get a ticket for the launch. It's $10. All the proceeds are being donated to the Confetti Foundation. And hopefully we'll have a Confetti Foundation rep there that night. So I hope to see a lot of people there.
Love that concept. Tell our audience what the Confetti Foundation is.
So the Confetti Foundation is really amazing. It's an organization that I found out about a couple of years ago and got involved in. It's basically what they do is they put party boxes together for people, like the children that are in the hospital. So instead of you, if they miss a birthday party or some sort of milestone over in the hospital, we bring them a party box. And we can't just, us personally as planners, can't go in and bring them because you have to go through lots of different, you know, things when people are in the hospital. It's just more so you have to be, approved. You can't just walk in there.
Right.
So the Confetti Foundation is, they're the ones that build these party boxes, and they get tons of donations, whether it's, you know, monetary donations or it's actual party favor donations. And if one child's having a Superman birthday party, you know, they bring in all the favors and they bring in the cake and they bring in, you know, the characters and just all sorts of, you know, somatic things that would go with that party. And they throw a little party in the hospital.
That's so nice. I'm sure a lot of people never heard of it, because honestly, until I talked to you prior, like, I had never heard of it. So I think it's so awesome they do that.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it either until a couple of years ago when I saw they advertised to do, like, a big princess party. So they actually bring in, like, all these princesses, and they do, like, one huge party a year. So hopefully next year, I had a wedding this past year. I wasn't able to be involved in it, but I'm really hoping next year that I can be part of that. Yeah.
That's so awesome. So see, it's a great cause. If you can't go during the day, go at night, and it goes to a great cause.
Exactly.
So be sure to check that out. Cool. So if people wanted to get tickets for that, it's on Eventbrite, right? And on your website?
Yep. It's on Eventbrite. And then they just go to www.eleganceandgraceweddings.com and they just click on Elite Workshop and all the details come up and, you know, they can register right there as well.
Awesome. So let's tell our audience a little bit more about the breakdown of the event itself. So it's 12 to 5. There's three speakers. Give us a little bit more of an elaboration of what it entails, you know, because 5 hours is a chunk of time.
Yeah, it's a lot of time. So basically how we break it up is we have like the three major speakers come out and talk about, you know, what topics that they'll be directing their presentations to. The whole premise around this workshop is goals for growth. So we're giving people different attainable and actionable steps they can make to grow their businesses. I wanted to teach them all different types of industry focuses, because I think that can help pave the way to whatever they're doing, whether they're a professional or they're a hopeful. So the three main speakers, they're actually both in the wedding industry. They're very, very amazing wedding industry professionals. And they will be talking about, you know, topics like marketing, guerrilla marketing and branding, and all about how to captivate an audience and how to receive emails and then be able to give back a great email so you're not waiting for responses. We'll talk about blogging strategies. So all sorts of, like, really great, fun things to learn about, but stuff that maybe we're not so keen on just naturally.
I love that. So it's like a whole – it's basically a step-by-step. I mean, you can't do it all in a day, but it basically teaches you – things you don't know about, like, or you don't think about when it comes to wedding planning, right? So, like, people do a standard email, but they don't really think about what they're putting into it or if they're even going to get a response, like you were saying.
Absolutely. You know, right? The power of asking, like, what type of client are you looking for? Whether you're in the wedding industry or you're non-industry, we still deal with, like, customer service. We still deal with clients. So finding that right client that fits us, you know, investing in protecting your business. I have a lawyer coming to talk about that, because I know from experience that if you don't have the correct contracts in place, if you don't have the wording correctly on your contract, if something's missing, there are loopholes there that you can, you know, you can find yourself in some sort of trouble, or, you know, you just never know what's going to happen down the pipeline. You don't know what kind of clients that you're going to get. So, you know, it's a business and you have to protect that business. Definitely. My biggest thing is educating the whole person. You know, forget about the weddings for a second. Just who are you? Like, what are your values in this business? And how can we make it so you maximize all the tools that we're teaching you? And yeah, you're right. Like, it can't happen overnight. But the tools that we do give, it's actually strategies and mindsets they can set in place right away. And it will transform businesses.
Love that. It's so out of the box thinking that people wouldn't think about when it comes to event planning. You're almost like niche marketing, which is so great.
Yeah, definitely niche marketing.
Really, really cool. So in terms of, you know, with your background with event planning and wedding planning, how do you figure out, like, your target market? Because there are so many different types of brides and, you know, like, how did you figure out your target market?
So I struggled, honestly. Figuring out the target market has been the toughest part, because I'm looked at as like the wedding planner, so you would naturally think that my target market would be brides. But when I started educating, I realized that, you know, brides don't need us as much right now. Right now, we need to get good people in the industry that have experience, and we really have to train them in that next generation to work with these brides that are evolving as well through the internet with all the tools that they have at their fingertips. It's harder for us professionals to come in and take over that control because they don't want to let go of that control.
It's so,
so they
true.
Have to know they have to know there's a trust there.
Right.
So part of my workshop is allowing people to build that trust and tribe, getting a network of people together that can market you directly so that you can find those right clients that will trust you. So finding the target market was difficult because definitely the platform that I started on was weddings. So when I first started, you know, doing these elite workshops, I knew that I wanted to direct this education towards people that were getting into the industry. But I had quite a transformation and a transition this summer with rebranding myself and learning a lot more about marketing and positioning myself that I felt like we needed this. Like there is a need for us to figure out who we are and who are the people that we want in our network. So we need these tools and I want to help people find those right tools for them so they can have better businesses and they can grow outside their boxes. So many industry people, I feel like, are stuck and they don't say it because there's a lot of fakeness in our industry. And I hate to say that, I might offend some
people. No, it's so true, though.
But there totally is. Like, you know, just because you walk the walk, it doesn't mean that you're talking the talk, you know?
Exactly.
So you really need to put in play everything. And you have to be what you perceive to be. So if you want a business and you really truly want to be in an industry that's evolving and growing and is $1 billion, then you need to really figure out who you are and what kind of business you want. So I kind of threw the whole wedding thing to the side and was like, now I'm directing this market to other industries that want to get involved.
I love it. I mean, I think that, like, I think you're the first person to really take action on this, like, that I've heard, because I, like you're saying, I just think it's such a big market and it doesn't get enough attention in terms of education. So I think it's awesome that you're doing this.
Yes, I totally agree. And it's funny because when I started researching about the education that was actually out there, I actually found that the state of Massachusetts does not look at wedding planning or event industry-based businesses as viable businesses. That is one of the reasons why they won't put them in vocational high schools and they won't put concentrations in colleges because they don't think we're viable.
Oh, how my God.
That? You can
that's
easily
crazy.
Make 6-7 figures in this job.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right. And it's some of the biggest industries. Like, people are always celebrating something, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
So crazy. So tell everybody, so when's the deadline to get tickets, by the way?
So the deadline to get tickets is October 31st.
Okay, awesome. So it gives everybody about a week to go out, well, 2 weeks to go out and get your tickets. So that's good.
Yep. And you know, we sometimes will have like last minute tickets available like the week before, but don't count on them just because, you know, we have
to. You can't rely on it. Right.
You can't rely on it. Absolutely not. So get your tickets early.
Yeah, exactly. That's the goal. So definitely, I mean, there'll be food there. It's at the Palm, right? So people should expect to have lunch.
Yep. So there will be a catered lunch. And there will be, you know, some sweet swag for everyone. And I have a couple of other surprises that I always like to throw into the mix. But, you know, ton of networking, you know, people are really there just to like meet people and build a community of networking and it will be a ton of that. And then we'll definitely have time for in-between sessions for talking and, you know, throwing ideas back and forth and just, you know, eating and drinking and, you know, having a little bit of a celebration at the same time.
Right. I love it. I think it's going to be so awesome. So everybody needs to be sure to check out Elegance and Grace Weddings. It's on that website, right? For the tickets?
Yep, it's on the website, Elite Perfect. Workshop. There's Elite a Workshop. Tab, Elite Workshop. You just click it and then it will bring you to the Elite Workshop coming up, all the details. You can even click on guest speakers and you can learn about all of our speakers and their bios and everything.
Fabulous. So, you know, just to, before we close out, I would like people to get to know you outside of your business. So when you're not working, you have 4 kids, but what do you like to do for fun?
Oh boy. I don't know. I don't get to do a lot for fun.
Well, because you're working. Event planners are always working. I know.
Yeah, we're always working. And believe it or not, I love what I do. So it is fun.
Right. So it's not really a job. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it is, but most of the time it's fun. I love to get my nails done. I love shopping. I love just hanging out with my kids, you know.
Quality time.
I love going on family things. Yeah, like quality time with them. We're busy. I mean, we've got like six sports between all of them, and all these unpredictable things happen. So, you know, you just never know when you're going to be taken. But I love just chill time, you know, hang out, read a book, watch a movie as a family. I'm not hugely high maintenance when it comes to like doing stuff. I'm not a huge traveler. So I'm not like one to be like, let's pack up and go on vacation for 2 weeks. I just rather I'm a homebody. I like staying around and just kind of doing local things.
You need balance. I mean, you're always like in the excitement. It's like you need some calmness. So I get that. It's like the industry you've been in.
We need some zen.
Right. Exactly. That's a perfect word for it. Love it. Well, it's been so much fun having you on, Andrea. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Jackie. I loved it.
Of course. So tell everybody how they can follow you on social media.
So you can follow us on Instagram with Elite_Workshops. And then you can also follow me on Instagram with Elegance and Grace Weddings. We're also on Facebook, Elite Workshop and Elegance and Grace Weddings as well. So you can, when you go onto my website, they can just click on the icon and it will bring them to all my social media platforms.
Perfect. And then if they're obviously interested in consultations for weddings or events, that stuff they can get to through your website, right?
Absolutely. We do coaching and speaking as well. We do one-on-one coaching for anybody looking to get into the wedding industry. And that is directly geared to just the wedding planning part of it for the coaching. And we also, we offer free consultations. So my first consultation is always on me, whether you're a bride getting married or you just want to hang out, chill with me, talk with me, meet for coffee, you know, and get to know me and my business. I'm always up for that. I love meeting other people and networking. So everyone's welcome.
Awesome. Love it. Well, everybody, be sure to definitely check out the Elite Workshop on November 13th at the Palm Restaurant. Definitely get your tickets. They are going fast. And stay tuned until Who's Next on Scene. Today, this show is brought to you by theglamorousguide.com and connectpay.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@gzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at GZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.